A keli manufactured or owned and immersed by a Jew requires tevila again if ownership is transferred to a non-Jew and then to a subsequent Jew. Even if it never leaves the domain of the Jew, if a Jew sells a kli to a goy and buys it back, it requires tevila. That's explicit in Shulchan Aruch. As foreign as this situation may be to us, when do we ever sell our kelim to a goy? In fact, it is relevant in the factory's context that we discussed earlier. If you have a non-Jewish distributor, so then your factory ownership of kelim is useless. But also this applies to every single one of us every single year. As we sell our chametz to goyim on Erev Pesach, there are some poskim who hold that midin choshen mishpat, one also has to sell the kelim in order for a kinyan chatzir of one's domain transferred to a goy to acquire the contents, the movables within the chatzir. All foods, all movables have to be in kelim that belong to the buyer and not to the seller. As such, the Ben Ishchai and others say, you have to actually sell the kelim as well. This raised the ire of many great poskim, Chatam Sofer, the Nodav Yehuda. It was not just Ben Ishchai, earlier poskim said this also, like the Aruch HaShulchan and others, but even earlier than that also, but this led to a great debate for hundreds of years now, Baruch Hashem, which remains unresolved. For the most part, in our communities, we only sell the chametz. But there are still communities where they do sell the kelim as well. And there are poskim on both sides that really try to tackle this issue of the efficacy of the sale, the need for the sale, what really is done with the sale was only done with chametz in mind, not with the tevilat kelim in mind. And other poskim who argue that it's not even necessary midin choshen mishpat, especially if you tell the goy to go and pick it up. Maybe the Ben Ishchai didn't even mean it, he was talking about storage kelim. You know, we found through the eyes of Chacham Ovadia Yosef Toledano, of Ovadia Yosef's grandson, in his Sefer Mishpat HaMechira on the Halachot of Mechiyat Chametz, we found that there really isn't such a need for selling the kelim, and that is the practice in our communities. And it's important for us to know how this works. When the rabbi gets up every year and says, when he's reviewing the halachot of Pesach, and he tells you, you're not supposed to sell your kelim, this is why. Because if you do it, you have to take them to the mikveh again. But there are poskim who say you don't have to, so b'diavad, if it happened, one would not recite a beracha. Baruch Adonai L'olam, amen v'amen.